This is Cole Zimmerman, and I'm a sales agronomist for CHS Ag Services in Warren, Minnesota. We're pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Don Wick with Randy Conan in studio. We'll have reports from Tyler Donaldson and Melissa Hammer as well. Another red flag warning is in place today for central and eastern South Dakota, south central and eastern North Dakota, and western Minnesota. The combination of strong winds, dry conditions, and low humidity increasing the risk for fire today. Meanwhile, there is a line of showers extending from Saskatchewan through Montana and into Wyoming and Idaho. With that, there is a chance of rain in our region tonight and into tomorrow.
2025 shaping up to be a lean year for farmers. University of Missouri's Director of Rural and Farm Finance Policy Analysis Center, Alejandro Plastina, says the expected drop in net farm income in 2025 could reach over 20%.
Heading into 2025, we are seeing lower crop receipts because of lower crop prices, and particularly for 2025, lower livestock receipts that might bring net farm income down again from 2024 into 2025 by up to 21%. Luckily, we are also expecting lower production expenses, but I think those production expenses, the reduction in production expenses, will not be enough to offset the decline in crop receipts and livestock receipts.
Plastina advising farmers to be organized and plan ahead.
Land values will remain strong, putting strength in the balance sheet, but it will also be important for farmers to plan ahead and get some lines of credits organized, making sure that they have access to liquidity in case that's needed down the road, and then plan to spend as much as needed, but not more than that, in order to produce good crops and raise sufficient livestock.
With lower commodity prices, farmers are penciling out their costs for 2025. It is a time of the haves and have-nots. CoBank lead economist for farm supply and biofuels, Jackie Fatka, said there is still cash in the country. Other farmers, though, are struggling financially.
You know, a lot of sales for last year's crop were still being made or have not been made. We still have crop from last year held by farmers. And so, you know, as we go forward into the end of the year, will we see some more of those sales to help cover some of these input costs? Probably. You know, I hear a lot of retailers who are still just kind of trying to shake it out of farmers, just telling them, you know, it's time to unload that. The prices are not going to go much higher. So trying to get that final crop from even last year out of the producer's hand to help cover some of these costs as well.
Fatka has seen ag retailers provide extra financing options for farmers who need them. Fertilizer, pesticide, and fuel expenses are down nearly 10% year over year. Farmland values remain strong. Farmers who own land rather than rent it have an advantage.
There's a definite difference between those producers who are capitalized and have owning their own farmland versus maybe those younger or new beginning farmers who don't have as much owned land and haven't been able to use those high years, pay off their debt quick, and then use that as collateral going forward. You know, we did see a pretty, you know, big jump over the last couple of years, but the amount of the jump is less. So it was, you know, it was 5% increase over last year that we saw for land values. But before, I think it was, you know, mid 6-7% increases.
Fatka says there will be pressure for farmland rents to come down slightly.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley does not expect a new farm bill to pass during the lame duck session. During an event in Des Moines, Grassley said Congress will only be in session for 2 weeks in November and 3 weeks in December, and he doesn't think there's enough time to complete the farm bill.
Commodity prices are tracked this month to determine fall crop insurance prices. When combined with a farmer's yield history, those fall prices and yield determine the revenue protection available during a crop year. With 12 days down and 11 to go in October, the average December corn price is $4.19 per bushel. That's down from $4.66 last spring. New crop soybean prices averaging 10.21 a bushel. That's down from 11.55 last spring. Reporting Agriculture's Business, this is the Red River Farm Network.
Thursday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. Recent studies from the National Corn Growers Association, American Soybean Association, and NDSU highlight the impact of tariffs on agriculture. And while the study focused on the impact on farmers, Jamie Byers, director for the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association, says this also impacts local communities and the overall economy.
With 60% tariffs, Minnesota family farms would be impacted with soybean export losses of more than $1.9 billion. Losses like these have generational impacts to our ag economy. When the farm economy hurts, rural America suffers. Ag is the economic engine in the U.S.'s heartland. We buy equipment and supplies from our local businesses and Main Street salespeople. We support charities, our schools, and our hometown sports teams. If Minnesota loses $1.9 billion in exports, all of that is at risk.
Byers says she remembers how farmers were affected by the increase in tariffs in 2018.
We watched as the value of our soybean crop tanked in the field as we grew it, and as Brazil and Argentina were able to seize on the increase of value to their crops, pushing both the volume of South American exports and their bushel prices higher. China's retaliatory tariffs specifically resulted in long-term damage to U.S. farms. The economic gains for China's most favored trade nations have allowed them to make permanent competitive improvements to their ag sectors, including permanent conversion of land use to cropping systems, changing both the global ag supply structure and environmental landscape.
While there's been a lot of rhetoric about tariffs, Pluto Commodities market analyst Dominic Verrocchio thinks it's much ado about nothing.
I watched Trump on the Bloomberg interview talk about him, and my standpoint is a lot of these tariffs that they're harping on, they wouldn't go into effect if the countries wind up buying the agricultural products from us. So like the Phase One trade deal that was put in place, if China winds up buying $35 billion of agricultural goods from the U.S., the tariffs don't go into effect because China then held up their end of the bargain.
Verrocchio thinks the tariffs are structured properly.
To me, they look punitive more so than proactive. So if that's the case, it should, I think, help. That means that they'll have to shop us first before shopping Brazilian grain, so as an example. So I think the way he's got them structured is the right way in the sense of agriculture.
Wet starts to the season causing a variety of issues this year. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Melissa Hammer has more.
Soybean harvest is progressing quickly across the region. Crookston, Minnesota farmer Kevin Capistran said his soybean fields were really impressive at the beginning of harvest.
We took our first soybeans off and cut the best field I'd ever cut before and thought maybe that was going to be the rule across the board. And then we got into some of our other fields and it was real apparent where we'd gotten too much water earlier in the year. The yields dropped off quite a bit. They were still good, but after cutting some first ones in the mid-60s, something in the mid-40s wasn't quite as much fun. And so a little up and down there.
While the replanted areas didn't hold impressive yields, Capistran says it was good for the fields.
When the rains were heavy enough, it drowned out some low spots in the field, and so we went back and filled in a few areas, and the production from the beans in those areas wasn't anything wonderful, but the big thing it did was it kept the ground cover. When we came into harvest, those areas were essentially weed-free because there were still some green beans left there versus where we should have maybe went a little further. That's where the weeds were because there wasn't any ground cover. So it wasn't necessarily that we're getting a lot of beans out of it, but the big thing was it kept that ground covered this summer and kept it in better shape. And so those green areas that were late planted, we just left them for a little while, and now we'll just have to find a time to drop the corn header and go back and pick the last one out there.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Melissa Hammer for the Red River Farm Network.
CHS again leads the list of the top 100 cooperatives nationwide. CHS had 2023 revenues of $45.6 billion. The National Cooperative Bank releases the Co-op 100 list each year. The agricultural co-ops in the top 10 include Dairy Farmers of America at 2, Land O'Lakes number 3, CoBank is 7th, AgriBank is 8th, Notable ag co-ops on the list in the region include Aberdeen-based Agtegra at 19, Basin Electric Co-op at Bismarck 21, American Crystal is ranked 30th, Associated Milk Producers Incorporated 43rd. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. New research at the University, Purdue University, is exploring the use of a perennial legume as a cover crop for continuous corn. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Tyler Donaldson has more.
Continuous corn systems require a lot of nitrogen fertilizers to replenish the nutrients in the soil between yields. Purdue Assistant Professor of Agronomy E. Chow Roy is hard at work researching a new type of perennial cover crop, Kura clovers, that he hopes can help continuous corn farmers in the future.
If we can successfully find the cover crop species that can fit into a conditioned corn system all year round, fix nitrogen through biological nitrogen fixation, that can help provide ecosystem services that's much needed for the continuous corn production, but also can reduce the need for nitrogen, because corn needs a lot of nitrogen, right? So that's kind of the rationale behind, you know, developing such innovative system. But in the real world, in reality, there are challenges.
Surviving the winter months and avoiding competition with row crops are just some of the challenges Rui is facing in his research.
So you don't want them to grow too aggressive way, in a way that they will compete nutrient other than nitrogen and water with corn. You want them to be supplemented, provide some complementary services, but you don't want them to be too dominant in a system in a way that's competing for resources.
For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.
USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service forecasting an increase in Chinese pork production in next year. The Chinese sow herd plummeted over the past 2 years, but expansion began earlier this year. Feed prices are low, which boosts profitability in that pork business. Syngenta Crop Protection and Taranis are partnering on an artificial intelligence-driven agronomy tool. The collaboration is designed to give ag retailers faster and more precise service to their farmer customers. Checking markets before we leave you this morning, we're seeing a little bit of a mixed market here in the wheat. Minneapolis wheat is a fraction higher here right now, with December up 3/4, 621.5, March up 3/4 as well. Kansas City December wheat is down 3 cents at 585.75, and Chicago December wheat's down 3.5 at 581.5. December corn down 401.75, March down 3.25, November soybeans down 8.25 at 971.75, January soybeans down 8.75 at 985.25. In Winnipeg, November canola this morning down $2.30 a metric ton, $597.30 Canadian. On the farm calendar, the Minnesota Beef Expo gets underway today, runs out through the weekend in Minneapolis. The Minnesota Youth Beef Experience Program also occurring today, this evening at 5 p.m. And North Dakota Stockmen's Association's Top Hands Beef Leadership Summit begins today as well. That'll be in Bismarck. Thanks for joining us this morning. Have a great day. This is the Red River Farm Network.